Alexander Dworkin, for example, explains the essence of actions and teaching of Jehovah's Witnesses very well. He keeps discussing it. And they are the very same Judaic believers who started fighting against Christians just after they crucified Jesus Christ. Do you remember Saul, who became Paul? He went around towns and cities, grabbed Christians, beat them, trying to make them reject Jesus Christ. So they are the very same Judaic believers who claim that the main Holy Scripture is the Old Testament, and everything after the Old Testament is not about God. Just ask them why. They have no response. They reject the main fundamental truth of the Christian revelation that amazed the whole world, and they make it all come down to the Old Testament, and their understanding of the Old Testament is primitive. Apostle Paul said that everything that is old is close to destruction. So the Old Testament was leading to the upcoming New Testament and Savior who came, and they began to fight against him at once. They crucified Jesus Christ. So it is the same chain, the continuation. That's an attempt to make us come back to the Old Testament. Can you imagine? So that's a pity. And here, to some extent, maybe they achieve some success, maybe they make people have some doubts and get into their system, but we must understand, yes, there was the Old Testament, and now there is the New Testament. Why is it true? If you want to understand it, please read Hebrews in the New Testament, and you will see the great explanation in the Holy Scripture. But if you turn to Christianity and look at it and its evidence, here you will be amazed, because Christianity is a unique religion which has the objective arguments of its truthfulness and evidence of it being God's revelation. Not that just I believe in it, but regardless of my faith, there are objective arguments.